From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. officials warning of Islamic State's ability to inspire violent deeds around the world without commanding or having any direct contact with terrorists. Justin Ciberell is the U.S. State Department Acting Coordinator for Counterterrorism. Spoke to lawmakers in Washington about the successes the Islamic State has had with the internet and social media.
ISIL's use of propaganda, the use of social media and the internet to propagate their message and to use the internet as a very effective tool to recruit new members, really has been unprecedented, and it's not something that we've seen used as effectively by any other group previously. I think their message has been blunted.
Lawmakers from both major political parties say they expect a long battle against violent extremism, including that carried out by the Islamic State. Numerous people are feared dead with a migrant boat capsizing off the Libyan coast. Officials say more than 80 people were rescued in the second such event in 2 days. Meanwhile, Greek authorities say they have completed the evacuation of the Idomeni. That's the country's biggest informal refugee and migrant camp on the Macedonian border. Greek officials and police say 800 people were transported by bus to official shelters in other parts of northern Greece. Security forces in the Democratic Republic of Congo broke up opposition demonstrations organized to protest what they claim are President Joseph Kabila's efforts to stall elections until he can change the Constitution to allow him to seek a third term. Constitutional Court ruled earlier this month that Kabila could stay in office through the November elections. This is VOA News.